Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, a winning team to take on your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
There's no other league in European football that's like this here, where every single game is super competitive and every team has got quality. For us, we're playing at Anfield and we're getting back to the sort of form that we've had, you know, for about 18 months, which is going into every game with confidence, respecting the opponent, but believing that we can win.
Liverpool could return to the top four tonight for the first time since the opening day of the Premier League season. Results permitting, of course, involving United and Southampton elsewhere. But it's clear evidence of a resurgence that has seen them labelled as the form side of 2015. A victory over the champions Manchester City at the weekend capped that on Sunday. Well, there's now 11 games to go in search of the ultimate goal. Tonight's visitors, Burnley, ran them close on a nervy day at Turf Moor, but the Claretts are without a win in six and they're rooted second from bottom of the Barclays Premier League. Their survival story may only be settled in the final stages of the season. Liverpool make one change from that win over Manchester City. Daniel Sturridge brought into the 11. Lazar Markovic on the bench today. It does mean that Lallana will move to the right side of midfield. Mignolet in goal, Emre Can, Martin Skrtel and Dejan Lovren the back three. So Lovren given another chance. He was impressive and improved in the second half against Manchester City. The midfield, Lallana on the right side, Alberto Moreno on the left, and then the men of the match along with Philip Coutinho from that City game, Jordan Henderson and Joe Allen right in the centre again. Coutinho just in front and alongside him Raheem Sterling, Daniel Sturridge completing the 11. The bench for Liverpool tonight: Danny Ward, Glenn Johnson, Kolo Touré, Ricky Lambert, Mario Balotelli, Jordan Williams and Lazar Markovic. Well, Burnley are unchanged from the 1-0 defeat at home to Swansea. And in fact, if you look back at their season, they've really not messed around with players too much. In a period between December and February, they went 10 consecutive games with the same 11 in each Premier League fixture. Well, today it's the same 11 as from that Swansea defeat. In goal is Tom Heaton. Heaton, you'll remember, was in goal, of course, when Liverpool played Cardiff in the Capital One Cup final in 2012. Trippier's the right back, he's the only ever present in the side. Keane and Shackle, the centre halves. Me at left back. The midfield of George Boyd. In the centre, Scott Arfield alongside David Jones. Kightley on the left hand side. And then up front, Ashley Barnes. But I'm sure most Scousers or Liverpool fans will be watching keenly tonight the progress of Danny Ings. Are those rumours true or not? If there are, then he could be Anfield bound in the summer and he's the final one of their 11. Liverpool have lost the toss. They're shooting towards the cop in the first half of the game. They're in all red. Burnley are an all black, almost a referee-esque kit.
We've got Lee Mason. We haven't had him for a long time, have we?
Leicester away, John. You didn't do that game with me, but we won that one, 3-1, but yeah, I haven't seen him for a while.
The game.
Oh,
lovely
like
back
that.
Flick by Sturridge to the edge of the area. Sent back by Sterling to Sturridge. Then Lallana in the box and Sturridge!
Oh! What a move!
Tom Heaton outstretched and diverted the ball round the post.
That would have been a fantastic goal, Steve.
The interplay was sensational, wasn't it? And Daniel Sturridge was the one with the final shot inside the Burnley box. But Heaton up to it and pushing it round for a corner.
I hope this goalie's not going to have one of those worldies. That's the first minute. What a fantastic save from him. It really was.
Jordan Henderson, right side corner, chips it into the box, caught by Heaton. I suppose from the goalie's perspective, he started the game in the fashion he'd want. Keeps him alive.
It's a great save, isn't it? Really, what a move. And a good finish by Sturridge, wasn't he? Thought he was right in the corner, but he got down to it really well.
Barnes, he's got help on his right and left. He tries to roll the ball through. It just breaks behind, and it's Danny Ings who's got it. Strikes it towards goal, but enough red shirts there. Another chance maybe for Burnley, but Michael Kightley loses out on possession to Raheem Sterling. Nice. Plays it forward to Sturridge, gets it on for Lallana. That's a decent enough challenge coming from Jason Shackle, the captain. But Liverpool follow it up on the left wing. Coutinho, the man of the moment, puts it in low into the box. Oh, that's an awful clearance by Jason Shackle. He almost squirted it into his own net. Instead, it's gone over the top of the crossbar, and it's another corner for Liverpool.
Good start to the game. I tell you what, Burnley were close there to making something on the break. Real good play, wasn't it, from them?
Well, corner on the left-hand side. Coutinho's got it. So many attacking options for Liverpool in that 11 tonight. Coutinho, one of those. Corner kick, right-footed, in-swing, header by Jordan Henderson. And it's a great opportunity, which he doesn't capitalise on. He heads it over the top of the Burnley crossbar.
It's a free header. He's lost his marker really well. Great movement from Jordan. Just couldn't keep it down over the bar.
Burnley get back possession once more. They're trying to maintain and hold that ball behind the halfway line before Kieran Trippier launches one long for George Boyd. Drops to the edge of the box, trying to tee up a shooting opportunity. Was Ashley Barnes, couldn't quite force his way through. Skirtle clears it, but only to Kightley on the left hand side. Kightley trying to run past Sterling to the dead ball line, and Sterling does a good job. The Burnley fans behind that corner post applaud the efforts of Kightley to earn their first corner from that side.
Well, at the second corner of the game, I think that's two corners each. Good block from Sean there at the edge of the box, wasn't it? It really was. Good defender from Raheem Sterling, not allowing the cross to come in.
So an in-swinger from Kieran Trippier to be taken from that left-hand side. Liverpool with a heavy presence in their own six-yard box. The ball weighed in there. Mee with the first header, blocked away by Chan's header. Met on the edge of the box by Mee again, but Sturridge turns it away with a flick. It'll go out for a Burnley throw.
Yeah, it was a free header. The lad rose well. I think he scored the other week, didn't he? May. At Chelsea, a free header at the back post. And
well, Mee was the one who got the equaliser against Chelsea.
That's the one, yeah.
Their one, wasn't he?
I think that was after a corner, wasn't it?
So, here they go again, trying to cross him from the right side.
First bit of bit of a spell from Burnley, isn't it, really, since the start of the game, where they had the shot.
Well, everyone's praised out of the play, and here they go with Kightley again, but results haven't matched the praise that they've had. Kightley to the edge of the box, the left-footed attempt on goal flies over the top of the crossbar eventually from Scott Arfield.
They look a strong physical side, don't they?
Burnley clear it long. Ings chases, out comes Mignolet. His clearance was decent enough, he was confident in himself. Now it's forward to Sturridge, midway in the Burnley half. He's played it out of his feet towards Sterling on the right side. Sterling jukes his way into the penalty area. Good opportunities, teed up for Henderson. Oh, another great save in the same place that Heaton kept Liverpool at bay in the first minute. Henderson trying to tuck one into the near corner.
Nice play,
and Heaton
again
pushes it out for a corner.
Lovely play from Liverpool. Good little jink by Sterling. Good effort, good save. Again, he's pulled off a goal. I'm just saying, that was right in the corner. He got down well, the keeper, didn't he? He's well placed.
Joe Allen, corner kick on the right-hand side in front of the cop. George Boyd bouncing around in front of Adam Lallana. Sturridge trying to make his presence known in front of Ben Mee. Allen takes awful this corner. Someone meets it on the volley. It was Coutinho. He's just whacked it in towards George Boyd.
Take
then the
it.
Clearance comes back out to Chan. Chan drives it. Pile driver from 40 yards. The back.
Oh, he should have scored.
Oh, goodness me. The backwards header by the Burnley player put Daniel Sturridge in. And Sturridge, as John says, was the favourite there. But somehow he's headed it into the hands of the keeper, Tom Heaton.
Well, keeper again. He's done well. Oh, he should have gone round him. He should have gone round the keeper. It happened so quick. He's read the situation really well, Daniel Sturridge, but he knows he should have just got it left foot and gone round the keeper. I don't know what he's trying to do. It was a real good opportunity.
Chan to his keeper, Simon Mignolet. Takes one touch to control, and with Barnes closing him down, he then gets it away over the halfway line into the centre circle, but Burnley head it forward again. This time it's Lovren, meets it with a header forward to Coutinho. Rides the challenge, it's Lallana. Lallana then with a inverse pass back to Coutinho inside the penalty area. Coutinho, his shot hits the defender, comes back out to Henry.
What a strike!
Well, what are we seeing at the moment? Liverpool players scoring a will from outside the box. It's
what
Henderson
a great
again.
Strike.
Well, think of that goal against Manchester City, and this one's up there with it. He met it with an absolute thunderous right foot. And Tom Heaton's been brilliant in this game, but the Burnley keeper couldn't stop that one. Well, got Henderson, what a whopper. Liverpool 1, Burnley 0.
We got a little bit fortuitous with one of the balls falling our way, but you know, it was a great bit of work by Coutinho. And when it come back to Henderson on the end of the box, he's not hesitated, he's just smashed it. He's met it really well. Great technique by keeping it down outside his foot and just it's whizzed in the far post. Great strike, Steve. Really was a super goal.
The new Gerrard. That's a sort of Gerrard-esque goal, isn't it?
I think it had to be. The goalie up to now, 28 minutes, he's been impeccable for Burnley. And, you know, nowhere in that one. And it's a goal we needed, to be fair, because it gets to that stage of the game where Burnley was starting to believe in themselves, weren't they?
29 minutes played. What a goal. What a goal. I mean, all Liverpool's goals at the moment are stunners. I think the shackles have been taken off the managers.
I think the shackles have took off the crowd as well because it was so quiet, you know, and it's lifted them somewhat.
Throwing down the right side. Ashley Barnes finds a header, but he's crowded on the edge of the Liverpool penalty area.
Oh, what a take
Reds
that
find
is.
The clearance up to Sturridge. Lovely little chip over the top of his man. Oh. Ball then bounces back to Henderson. Given to Coutinho, first touch is excellent, gets him away, played into Sturridge, edge of the box, Burnley players there, Sturridge takes the shot, bounces down for Lallana, who lines it up for Coutinho. Coutinho, oh shoot!
Oh!
And they having their own goal of the season competition.
Well, I thought that was so similar to the one on Sunday, wasn't it, the way he just, it was behind him and he's whipped it, and we couldn't see from this angle how close it was, but I'll tell you now. Oh, it's not too far away. He had the goalkeeper beaten, wasn't he?
Yeah, just on the right side of Heaton's goal.
Great technique. We're just waiting for the net to bulge there, wasn't we?
And Liverpool winning 1-0 here. Here's Adam Lallana, roll back to Jordan Henderson. Emre Can gets an involvement. He stepped into the Burnley half. Before it comes to Sturridge, then over to the left side of the box, and Moreno tries to put it in low for Sturridge. Maybe he might get a chance here. Oh no, the Burnley defender's fallen over Ben Mee. Oh, it was just the wrong side of the ball, wasn't he, Sturridge? He wanders away, a little bit exasperated, but
he made the good run, but a little bit too early, though, when the ball. I think it was a shot from Moreno when it was a good move from Liverpool, and he's picked it up and he's had the cross come shot, but I think. Sturridge movement was good movement, but just a little bit too soon. And it just didn't fall for him, and made him well in the end to take the free kick from him.
Backwards ball by Sturridge, which was intercepted by Danny Ings eventually. Oh, well, then he loses out, and Liverpool play it forward, and Sturridge is in. The keeper's made a great save with his right leg, though.
Sturridge
cleared through. Definitely the favourite, but another big stop, the third of the game for Tom Heaton.
Great ball by Henderson. Great ball, and he could have gone round him. I thought Daniels picked the wrong option. It was a great save. He stood up the keeper, but he's committed himself to keeper. And if he just drags on his right foot, easy said than done. I have to say, but give keeper credit. Should have been 2-0 Liverpool. Fantastic ball by Henderson.
There's Liverpool in possession lovely, again. Lovely, great lovely. Skill. Infield pass from Chan to Henderson. Brought on by Joe Allen now. Finds Coutinho. Lots of black shirts to try and get through, but Liverpool looking for a second before the break, and that shot's just over the crossbar from Joe Allen.
Not bad.
Do you know they're taking far more shots from distance than they ever were? Was that just because some are going in these days?
Well, but the balls fly, they're like balloons, aren't they, compared to what we played, and it's a good strike from Joe Allen. He's played well again the first half here, and I think the keeper had it covered, but it was a real good effort. Them balls, you know, if you remember when we were kids, you had the cases which are heavy, then you had the little plastic ones, didn't you? With trophy on, wasn't it?
One up there.
And you could be moved like these balls, you know, so it's worth it. It's worth having a go from 20 yards.
And there's Allen with a header, but back in possession for Burnley, and Ings trips over foul. From behind.
Yeah, that was a silly foul, wasn't it?
First half will end with a free kick from a distance where the ball can be planted into the Liverpool box, so have to be mentally tight now, Liverpool.
It's a silly foul, you know, it's a nothing foul, isn't it? You know, right on half time. You know, the Burnley fans up in arms because they've actually won a free kick.
So, Kieran Trippier, right footed free kick, and he places that ball midway inside the Liverpool half. Left hand side, he's got it. Trippier's free kick, right footed. Put it over to the far side. The header is towards Mignolet's goal, and it's caught in his 6 yard box. Well, it was met on the very far side of the penalty area by a header which almost put it across towards Ings. Ashley Barnes met it.
It was well worked, Steve, and I tell you what, they caught us out there. Great movement. pushed us all in and got a man round the back. And Sam Mignolet done well there, because that could have been really dangerous, Steve. Oh, what
it's
a good touch.
Not our field that time, but here is Coutinho again, trying to draw himself away. He's created a final attack of the first half for Liverpool. Lallana takes it onto his left foot, crosses into the Burnley box. The header is assured and away by Jason Shackle. Liverpool followed.
Oh, referee, you could have let that play on there.
Whistle
blows. Couldn't wait. We were in the ascendancy there. Great little bit of play.
Oh, he didn't fancy that. Liverpool 1, Burnley 0. How did you fancy the first half?
Yeah, well, you know, we're in control of the game. You've got to respect Burnley. They put a lot of effort into that, I have to say. But some of our play in the last third at times is exceptional. Really good, you know. It's we well deserve to be in front. Their goalies pulled off a couple of good saves. Nearly got stung at the end with that free kick. It's well worked from Burnley. But as a whole, you know, the manager's got to be happy. We can do a little bit better than that. We know that. I'm sure we'll open up in the second half. They've got to throw a few more men forward. You know, I don't think they'll be quite as rigid as this game goes on. And that's when our playmakers can make it count.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Score up to £2,000 cash advance when your claim's accepted. See website for terms.
We're underway. Liverpool shooting towards the Anfield Road end second half. And, a 1-0 lead. But it could have been more commanding. They had more chances. Some excellent stops made by the Burnley keeper, Tom Heaton. And that's kept Liverpool down to just the one, but the one that was scored was Jordan Henderson, another pile driver. It's become what Liverpool have been famed for in recent games, so add that one to the pile. Moreno then low ball to the feet of Allen under pressure by Barnes, but he does pass it back to Lovren. Nice. Comes to Allen once more, quickly distributes it to the left wing for Moreno, back to
very
Allen
tight.
Again
very tight. It is a switch on, well played.
He does manage to find the passes that need to be made, Joe Allen, there, and Liverpool do find a way out. It's over to the right wing for Emre Can. Can on one of those long runs. Asking nice. Questions, coming up to the edge of the box, giving to Coutinho, low shot by him, but it's saved on the edge of his six-yard box by Tom Heaton in the Burnley goal.
Yeah, it was that was an easy save. Good run by Sean, wasn't it? Positive stuff. Coutinho on the snapshot. I think he's going wide goal. He took no chances. Easy save.
Cleared away by Burnley. Wrapped long by Trippier to Ings. Edge of the penalty great area. Header. And Mignolet, strong smashing and header. Confident, came over the top of him. And down goes Ings, crashing to the floor. I think Mignolet might just have caught him as he...
It wasn't Ings, it was
Barnes.
Tell you what, brave header by the goalkeeper. It's great goalkeeping. It was great goalkeeping. He's took no prisoners. He's come Barnes. He's gone in for it. Brave. It's a good ball. It's a good run by Barnes. He's come out 20 yards out. He's headed the ball fantastically well, Simon Mignolet. He's caught the player, you know, just with his head. Just clipped his head and he's gone down. Referee quite right to just hold the play up. Barnes is okay. No harm done. Great goalkeeping. Excellent.
And away comes Raheem Sterling with 20 step overs.
Oh, he's done well.
Eventually gets the pass on to Henderson midway in the Burnley half. Low into the knees of Lallana, who turns round to face goal, but two black shirts for Burnley in front of him. Lallana then gives back to Henderson, who crosses into the box. Sturridge arrives!
Yay!
Massive goal
for
Daniel Sturridge.
Goal again.
He's been in the right place all the time tonight, but just hasn't found the right touch. But there, he got his head on that one, and he powered it into the left-hand side of the Burnley net. Doubles Liverpool's advantage. And Liverpool well worthy of that second goal. Liverpool 2, Burnley 0.
Lovely play, lovely build-up play. Lallana done really well. Henderson's the one. Fantastic. What a ball, what a pick-out, Steve. Great run. Well, what he done very well there, Sturridge. Got him between the two defenders, the full-back and the centre-half. He peeled off. Henderson's seen him. And it's an exquisite ball. It's a fantastic ball by him. Right into the space, come and get me. And that's a great header. He needed that, Sturridge. Daniel Sturridge needed that goal a little bit. First half, he was just snatching a one or two. But I tell you what, great finish. Great finish. Well done. Jordan Henderson, that is tremendous. It really is.
Trippier. High ball into the Liverpool penalty area for Wallace. Intercepted by Lovren, but he can't make the most of a clearance. Instead, it'll be Barnes to put it back into the box. Arfield on towards Ings, who's got his back to goal. Tees it up for Boyd, who took the shot, but he was falling as he did. Blocked out by Skirtle. Long ball delivered away by Liverpool.
Had a little spell, haven't they, Burnley? Since we scored, they've had a little spell for 5 minutes or so. They've kept the ball well, and they've taken us back, and he is offside. He should let that gun out.
Boyd.
Adam Lallana there.
He's driving down the left-hand side in the Liverpool half, and he wins a throw-in, which Ben Mee will take for Burnley. A throw towards the dead ball line, controlled and kept in play by Ashley Barnes. The cross comes in, but Skirtle heads away, only to be followed up by the vicious shot, which goes just wide of the left-hand side of the post, and that shot eventually coming in from Arfield.
Yeah, they've had a good, real good spell, Burnley. You know, we've got to sort this out, get back on the ball. They forced us back, and instead of succumbing that 2-0 down, they took positives from it and they're coming at us.
Now Sterling over on the right wing. Sterling backwards with his pass to Emre Can. And Martin Skirtle's the eventual recipient right at the back line. That's Liverpool nice. Doing a good job of keeping the ball.
Better.
Lallana to Sterling, right wing, takes on me. He's quicker than him, gets the dead ball line, chips one back, Sturridge misses it, Moreno won't, but he won't hit the target. He came all the way through to the fullback, who looked left-footed to try and crash one goalwards, but he cut right across the ball. He did, he snatched his effort and missed the target.
You know, looking at it, it's a fantastic ball. I thought Daniel Sturridge, really, he never went in for it like he wanted it. And he turned his back on it a little bit. And when it comes to Mourinho, he just snatched it. He wanted, just get your foot over. And to be fair, he slipped a little bit as well.
Chan, 68 minutes play through to Coutinho. Coutinho just holds on to that ball, keeps it away from Jones, rolls it on for Lallana, edge of the penalty area. Looked like he was going to shoot, shaped and turned the other way, and then went for goal and hits it against the back of a Burnley player.
What a lovely little feign, wasn't it? He sent the player the wrong way, and then the ball was, it had the chance there, it got blocked, but it looked like it was heading towards the top corner, didn't it?
Trippier, forward ball, Ings finds it in the penalty area. Oh, he very nearly did get a goal that might have raised a couple of claps around here, but just snatched up by Simon Mignolet quickly.
That's a foul, ref, really.
Well, there's Henderson giving to Kolo Touré.
Good play on, yeah, good advantage.
Touré out to Chan on the right. Chan finds Sturridge, chipped on towards Chan. Chan running at goal, hitting it from distance, and it's a dipper, and it's into the body of the Burnley keeper. He's desperate for goals, isn't he?
That's up nice, you know. He knew he had the chance. Yeah, went back in there. He sees
Coutinho
the pass.
Rolls it into Lallana. Tried one of those pirouette turns inside the penalty area. He's won a corner kick off it, but you know what he's like. He does those in a flash, doesn't he? Changes direction of play. Couldn't get time to have a shot at goal.
It was a pirouette. The defender seen it just in time, didn't he? Corner for Liverpool.
This corner's from the left-hand side. Still another 10 minutes of normal time to play on Radio City Sports. Good night for Liverpool, not for Everton. Coutinho's corner to the edge of the box, controlled by Henderson. Passed back out to Sterling, left side.
No.
Curls across it. Won't evade the centre-half. It's chipped clear by Burnley. Jason Shackle controlled and rolled forward. Coutinho challenges for it. Burnley played away to Wallace.
Offside.
Wallace towards Ings.
Offside.
Ings was offside. The linesman lets him go. Ings tries to cross in. He's got a corner.
Awful.
That was a bad decision.
That's an awful decision.
Yeah.
That's not just a yard. That's 2 yards offside there. And linesman not seen it. Again, we talk about officials this day and age. It's been an easy game for the referees today, to be quite honest. But that. You know, if they score off this, you know, you can look back and say what a bad decision that was.
And this is Wallace with the corner in front of the cop. Sent one very high, far post, headed away. And then Jones with just shot that comes in. It's come off a Liverpool player and just about kept in by Joe Allen.
He nearly scored, didn't he?
Had an opportunity, didn't they?
Got away with that, didn't he?
Yeah, George Boyd was almost given a run on goal.
We've gone really sloppy, haven't we? We've gone really sloppy. We're just all overplaying tip. We're just passing the ball just meaninglessly now, you know. Just yeah, he might as well. He's given Glenn Johnson a run. Right. He might as well put someone up front and, you know, give Daniel Sturridge a little bit of a rest for 10 minutes or something there.
Wallace looking at it. Trippier's leaving him to it. Wallace left footed, four in the wall, and into the cop it goes. an outstretched hand, punches it down. Liverpool do the job as the referee Lee Mason blows his whistle. It's yet another win for Liverpool here at Anfield. All the top teams won tonight, so it doesn't change anything in terms of league position for the Reds, but a third Premier League double that they've recorded. Southampton, Tottenham and now Burnley, they've beaten home and away, and Liverpool are now unbeaten in 12 games. They've won 9 of those and drawn 3, and it's rock solid form, red hot form. Liverpool 2, Burnley 0.
Yeah, it is. It's you know, speaks for itself. Form team. You know, we won without really having to excel ourselves tonight. But it's a good display. No, manager. Sorry, the manager must be delighted with Jordan Henderson.
Well, I want you to tell me why Jordan Henderson is just the obvious pick for Liverpool captain next season.
Well, at first I wasn't sure, like many others. But Brendan's seen something in him, and I tell you what, since he's been captain, you know, whenever Steve's not there, the record stands for itself. And he stood up tonight. He's had a fantastic game, and he played really well at the weekend. Scored a great goal, and his assist was a fantastic pass, piece of football. And he's revelling in it. He loves it. You can see he loves it. He's not fazed by it. And he took the pressure on, you know, in the stride.
10 wins and 2 draws as captain now.
Speaks for itself, doesn't it? There's great work rate in that team. You know, the dogged, you know, the workmanlike fashion to go about, the commitment and desire is there to be seen. And we've got the skill to go with it. You know, Burnley really tonight didn't come out as much as I thought they were going to after the first 10 minutes. They just rigid 4-4-2, break us down. And we did on some occasion. The goalie played very well for them. He's their best player. You know, but the main thing is we got out. It's another win. You know, you just got to look after yourself. We've got Man United coming, but you know, Man United getting a late win there. They've done it again. So you can't write them off by any means, even though they've been playing awful. And they're getting results, which sometimes people say is a good sign. That's going to be a hell of a match here, straightener.
You still believe that's the one that could actually decide an awful lot this season?
I think between us and them, I think that's a massive six-pointer. If we win that, I think we've got every chance of getting in the top four. I really do. Looking at the running, what they've got to play, who we've got to play, they've got the much tougher games than us as a whole. What did they come through? Then we'll have to wait and see. They've been riding the luck for a lot of the season. You know, I fairly believe Arsenal are going to get in there, and it's going to be a scrap between us and them.
Some thoughts on Daniel Sturridge. He got that goal. It's taking longer than expected, isn't it, to see the Daniel Sturridge that we were so familiar with last season?
Yeah, you know, he's still not right, but he's still getting in there. He had three, maybe four opportunities, of which three were really good opportunities. He's took one. It's a good header. There's a couple in the first half where if he's at his sharpest, he'd probably took around the goalkeeper and just slotted it in. But he's just not at that peak at the moment. But that's to come, hopefully. You know, you just got to keep on working hard on the pitch. You know, get his sharpness back on the pitch. You know, and the goals will come.
Is the other side of that? He was actually in all the right places, wasn't he?
He was, so absolutely. Now, that's one good
tactically,
thing.
Tactically, even in the keep first on getting half, in there. He was...
If you keep on getting in there, the goals will come. And that's the main thing. He kept on finding himself in good positions, making good runs. You know, and the little rustiness, that will come off. Let's hopefully, you know, there's plenty of goals to come from him between now and the season, because we'll need them. Post-match.
Excellent performance. I think Burnley have showed this year that they're a very difficult team to play against, especially when they play on the travels. But as good as our performance was at the weekend, this was equally as good in a different way. Organisation defensively was very good. You know, again, another team with no shots on target. And they've got players that can cause you a problem. And we scored 2 goals and had opportunities to make the game more comfortable. But very professional, and
delighted with the performance and the result.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're at the top of their game. Go to hampsonhughes.com.